But glad to see some rain overnight, and we certainly needed it, and certainly some more wouldn't hurt
for us today anyway. I'm not going to argue with it, no. Nope.
Means you got to mow more, though.
Yeah, a little bit of mowing, but you know the grass has got to grow, too.
Yeah.
And the guys on the golf course have been kind of complaining about how dry it is out there.
It really has, but some rain in the forecast for the rest of today and possibly tonight as well. And Shane said we had about an inch and a half of rain here in Benton, so some much-needed rain. And, again, a little bit more on the way today, about a 60% for today and a 30% chance tonight, highs around 81. Then tomorrow about a 50% chance, then it looks like it starts to diminish quite a bit after that. But we'll have Cardinals this evening. Cardinals will be playing in D.C. against the Nationals. We'll have that one for you, earlier game than usual, pregame at 2:10, first pitch at 3:05. So we'll have that one for you today right here on your sports leader in the Lakes area, WCBL. And Scott Ratzliff visiting with us this morning from Kentucky Dam Village State Resort Park. And Scott, you had a busy weekend.
We had a good weekend. Father's Day buffet yesterday. I mean, that always goes over nice. I mean, come on, elk meatloaf with the chipotle dressing.
Oh, nice.
And carved roast beef on the line. Yeah, it was a nice meal. We had a nice crowd come through. Made for a really nice day. And weather didn't get crazy, so that was even better.
Was fine.
Yeah, golf was great. People were out on the lake. I mean, I had a couple people that were scared of going out on the lake because they were sure they were going to get stuck in a storm, but storm stayed until, 8 o'clock last night?
Yeah, it was sometime.
Something like that.
About 8 or so.
7 or 8, yeah.
So good.
So,
good
weekend. It was a great weekend. And now we got, you know what, we got a holiday today. That's what's even crazier.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not even on the clock today then, are you?
Well, no.
It's a holiday.
You're going to pass that law that says I can have it off? No, I mean, we're still operational. I mean, it's not like we're closed. We've got we got breakfast 7 days a week now. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. So, 7 to 10, 7 days a week. We've got lunch and dinner on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Restaurants keeping hopping. People are out on the lake, so you're always seeing boaters going in and out. We got people coming and staying at the park. It's been campgrounds got people coming and staying. It's been a good summer. It really has been a good summer.
Good.
It's nice to say that COVID's pretty well gone.
Exactly. And the fishing has returned, too.
Fishing is
it
returning.
Really has.
Yeah. Everything I'm hearing now, I'll be honest with you, I have not had a chance to go fishing myself, but everything I'm hearing is it's starting to come back, and that's great. I mean, we had MLF out this spring, and they had a good results, and we've had a couple other fishing tournaments that have had really good results. So that's always a plus. And I know Hobie had a great time in May to come out with a kayak tournament. So
that's good.
So, they'll be back next year. So we're excited about fishing's returning. Mountain biking's taken off. I mean, you can't go by the trailhead there at Sustainability Garden without a car sitting there.
Well, they said
anymore.
Between Kentucky Dam and LBL, there's over 120 miles of bike trails.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, is that not crazy anymore? Yeah, it's really become a popular sport. I did it when I was younger. I don't know if I do. I'm kind of scared of hurting myself these days.
I always think anytime I do something like that, I think, can EMTs get back here and get me? I didn't think that when I was younger.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think that. I used to be a road biker, and I used to be you wouldn't notice it by my weight now, but I was a road biker and a mountain biker in my day. But, I don't know if I'd still do it. I really don't want to break a leg. It's not fun right now to do that. But, we've always got somebody out there hiking, somebody out there riding their bike, stopping by the Sustainability Garden over there, seeing what we got growing. You know what we're going to start? We're going to start up here real soon.
What's that?
Axe throwing competition. Yes, sir. We've got the targets. We're finishing up the targets. They should be up, and I'm guessing 4th of July weekend, give or take, we're probably going to be
That's
doing
cool.
some axe throwing competitions.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that all?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's the thing to do.
Are you going to have people standing there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you don't want people standing in way, of course.
Or you have the person standing there and they throw the axe and see how close they can get to them.
I don't think they're going to quite do it that way. I don't think that's going to go over well. But
don't pay their bill, maybe.
Yeah. No, it'll be a good good time doing that. And like I said, golf is still taking off, wide open. So that's always great to know. And fishing, and it's a holiday, and what's coming up next year. This is what they were what somebody was talking to me. It's the 100th anniversary of Kentucky State Park System.
Is that right?
2024.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what the first state park was?
The first one.
One Kentucky Dam, sorry to say.
Trying to think somewhere up.
It went by a different name when it was made a park.
What was it?
It was Cumberland State Park.
Is that right?
Which is now known as Pine Mountain.
Huh.
That was the first park. It was established in 1924.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of cool.
What's Kentucky Dams?
Kentucky Dam, I think we're running about 1949, 1950. It's a little iffy on exactly because there was a couple of different things that happened at different times.
Mm-hmm.
You had the dam. I went online here a couple of years ago and I found the newsreel of Truman out for the dedication of the dam.
Yeah, I've seen
which
that.
Is kind of cool.
It is.
That's online. You can also find the transcript of his speech for the dedication of the dam. That's online too. But it's about 52. 50. We got a plaque that says 1953 for the Henry Ward Lodge. How many people call our main lodge the Henry Ward Lodge?
Nobody. That'd be a good trivia question.
Yeah, 1953. We've got a picture of Henry Ward in the lobby.
Huh.
That nobody even. I'm sorry. I'm a carpetbagger, so I don't know the history of Kentucky, all of it, and so it's kind of fascinating for me.
Yeah.
Well, to learn some of this.
It is. And I know you have some pictures there, early pictures.
Yeah, we've got a couple of early pictures. We've got that one of the lodge. It looks like about the time that they did the remodel about 50, 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that. But here's the other thing. We don't have enough pictures of the history of the park. It's really fascinating to me. I had here a couple of years ago where I talked with Bobby Faust about it.
She's
the lady that knows, and she's got the dam, but the history of the park itself is slightly iffy. I mean, Mr. Frank was the park manager for years and years and years.
Right.
But how about who was the park superintendent prior to Frank?
Yeah, good question.
And who was all the park superintendents prior to them? I know of two or three of them. I mean, there was a stout that was park superintendent for a while, and there was some others. And it took me a little while, but I got the Department of Libraries actually found the list for me. And I still need to verify that list because I've had a couple people say, no, that name's wrong.
Really?
And I'm going, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's... I'm just fascinated by the fact that they don't have a solid list in one location, or if there is, nobody knows where that list is.
That's a good question.
Knowing
more about the park history would be
Knowing about the park history. That's what I really want to do. Is we got a portion in the main lodge, the Henry Ward Lodge, that I'd like to establish some photos. Put some photos up on there.
Yeah.
Put a memory wall up. And the thing is I don't have that many memory photos on the park itself.
Huh.
Some got damaged with the damage in the old schoolhouse. Some of them got damaged with other things that happened over the years. So I'm looking for photos. I'm looking for photos, not just photos and pictures of buildings. I want photos of people having fun.
Yeah.
That's the key because that's really when it all comes down to it. That's what the park's for, is to have fun in the area.
'Cause so many people you talk to or lifeguards, they worked, somewhere at the
bus
park.
Busboys, the number of busboys I've talked to.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine.
Former busboys. Yeah, I was a busboy in 1970. I was a busboy here. Or I was who was it I talked to one time that was talking about the very first job was they were a bellman.
Yeah.
At Kentucky, we used to actually have bellman at the dam. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And Yeah, we used to have famous people that came and stayed at Kentucky Dam regularly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I don't want to get hung up too much on the Eustis, but at the same token, we got to build off of what we used to do. Mm-hmm. And say, okay, that's where we were. That's great. Now here's where we're headed.
Right.
And that's what I'm kind of aiming for. But it's our time to kind of say, you know, it's 100th anniversary of the dam. So what's happened, or the 100th anniversary of the park system, excuse me. So what's happened at the dam over the last 80, 90 years?
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting. So maybe
I know there's people listening out there that got the stories. I mean, okay, going with the Juneteenth concept.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We all know the TVA was a little bit segregated during the time of the construction of the dam. Bobby and I were sitting down trying to do some research on what section of the TVA was the African-American section. Where was their housing? Now, if you come on the park right
when
now.
When it was being built.
Yeah, oh, when okay. It was being built. When it was being built. That was, yeah. That's my question.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Not that I want to put up a big sign or anything like that, but it's still just curiosity for lack, you know, again, mm-hmm. going on with the history of the dam, because we all know the park started because that's where everybody stayed while they were building the dam. You know, we had those houses right along what we call Deluxe Drive now, those old houses of 101, 102. I actually heard that 101 was the dock master lived there. 102 was the assistant dock master. 103 was the head of security. Is supposedly is what I've been told through a storyline or another. So yeah, and it's just, you know, the park legend is what I like to call them, where, you know, those were the last of the TVA buildings that were brought down from dam to dam to dam and left at Kentucky Dam. We did have to demo those. We demoed those last week. They are now gone. Those six cottages are gone.
So those were some of the original?
That's what I've been told. I met up with somebody one time who said that they lived in one of them. And again, back when the dam was being constructed. I'm not talking about staff. Now, we've had staff and people stayed in them over the years, mm-hmm. and all those kind of fun things, you know, like 101, 102, 103, 4, 5, and 11 or something like that, 6, 11. Anyhow, at least that's what we numbered them as. But just what's the history of who stayed in, why they stayed there, again, the construction of the dam, just makes for an interesting.
Yeah, that would be.
An interesting experience of why. And there's, you know, if you go around the cottage loop, there's flat spots that have driveways, but there's no cottage. Mm-hmm. How many cottages have already been demoed over the years out of the park?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are just the weird things that the current superintendent of the park thinks about when he's driving around the park.
But it is interesting. It's a little surprising there isn't more of a history, recorded history of
And that's just it. I mean, you go to Wikipedia online, and the Wikipedia is not even close to accurate. Sorry,
right.
It's not. The State Park website doesn't really give you a history too much. I've got a one-pager mm-hmm. that we've got at the dam that we hand to guests when they ask, and the one-pager basically talks about the construction of the dam, not so much the construction of the park,
mm-hmm.
you know, so... I mean, like I was talking with somebody the other day about the construction of the executive cottages. They were built because of the Southern Governors Conference in the late 60s, 67, 68, 69, something like that. And they had 20 governors coming, so they needed 20 cottages.
Wow.
That was a pretty big construction project.
We need to have that again so you can get some new cottages.
It'd be great to do some of that kind of construction again. Yeah,
exactly.
It would be. Again, I don't want to get hung up on the Eustis because, you know, if you live in the past all the time, you're never going to see the future.
No, but it is interesting.
But you build on the past. I mean, there's a history there that we're building on.
Right.
And that's why do people come to the lake is because they come to the lake and they've always come to the lake. Well, what did the old folks when they used to come to the lake, what did they do?
Yeah. We found some reports that were sent to the state. It was on tourism from like 1981.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that long ago, but of course, fishing was the big reason. So
right.
I saved them. I thought Scott would like to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know how official it is, but
Hey, but anything.
It's 1981, though.
Well, 1981. I was just graduating high school around that time. I mean, somewhere in high school at that time, and it's kind of like, okay, what was I doing in 1981?
Yeah. Well, let's get to a quick break. We haven't even taken our first break yet. We'll do that and be back with Scott Ratzley from Kentucky Dam Village State Resort Park right after this.